Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. F, what's F?
F stands for flexibility and fun. And so I'm not very good at being flexible. And so I do think the main reason God called me home to homeschool was to teach me and not for me to teach the kids. So learning to be flexible and to realize that even though I had a whole closet full of curriculum that my daughter loved and worked well for her, and I saved it, right? So that when Joe got to that age and we were going to, you know, we were going to do all the same stuff. Well, wouldn't you know it? He didn't like any of the same things that my daughter did. He learned differently than she did. And so you just have to learn to be flexible. And not to the point where, you know, you're always going on an Amazon binge, right? And so they don't get the fractions. And so you wind up spending hundreds of dollars buying all this new stuff for fractions or whatever it is. But, you know, to hang with something, hang with a curriculum or hang with a class or whatever for a while. But, you know, come January when, you know, you're looking over how you're going to proceed for the second half of the year, to have an honest come to Jesus conversation with God at that point every mid-year and be like, okay, what's really working? What's not working? What's not working at all? Like, we haven't even started it. And to have the obedience and the courage to change course if you need to. You don't always need to. And like I said earlier, if the math program's working, keep using it until it doesn't work anymore. But there's going to be times where, it's just a different season, different kid, different whatever. And so you need to be flexible. And you need to have fun.
Fun is important. And flexibility is important as well. So, you know, you're absolutely right. We've done that many times. I actually, you know, I don't know, several episodes ago talked about how we got to February of our last school year with my oldest in 10th grade. And I was like, okay, this, what we've basically done for much of the first semester is just not working. And so I had a friend of mine who has graduated her kids, and she came to my house and she sat with me and I laid it all out. And I was like, help me, you know, help me like rethink this. And she did. And she was so helpful to me. And then I went to Brooklyn and said, okay, this is, we're going to just kind of reinvent the second half of this year. And it was good. And I was really glad I did that, because if we had kept going with what we did the first half of the year, and it doesn't, you don't even have to wait until the end of the first, you know, part of the year. If you decide two months in that it's not working, step back, take a break and see what else might work better. You know, don't trudge along and suffer, and don't make your kids suffer with you along the way. Okay. What is why?
So why is, don't forget what your ultimate job description is. And so God doesn't call us to be perfect moms. He doesn't call us to be phenomenal teachers. He calls us to be faithful disciples. And so really our job description as a mom and as a homeschooling mom is to show up. Is to just show up every day and just trust that the Lord is going to work mightily through us. There will be big and small miracles. We may not see the fruit until maybe even when they're graduated. But our job is not to be this perfect Instagram mom or teacher. It's to be faithful disciples and show up just to be obedient. And that's what he calls us to be. So that's our ultimate job description.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.